Knutsford Golf Club is this week's Cheshire Silk 106.9 Club of the Week. They may have had time away from the course in 2020, but that hasn't stopped the club from coming together to support the community and continue their aim of introducing more people to the game of golf. Tim Maxwell is the club's golf professional and set up the club's junior section with his wife, Susie, 8 years ago.
For me, it's been a fantastic game. It's great socially. You learn how to talk to older members and you're out in the fresh air playing with your friends. The health benefits are fantastic. So, I just thought it was a really nice thing to do for the local community to set up a junior section. Now, I know other clubs struggle with running junior sections and numbers have been dwindling, but I've got a dynamic wife. She's got lots of friends, so she attracts all their friends, have kids. So that's how we set it up, really. Just local schools nearby. We went into a few schools, did some free classes, and it just grew. We put plenty of time in, but we enjoy doing it. I think we're up to about 34 now. So this year we've just had some of our very youngest ones get to the age where they have moved on to the intermediate section. But we've just this year had 12 new 10 and 11-year-olds join, which is fantastic. My wife's a school teacher at Bexton School, so she spread the word there. So a few pupils from Bexton have joined, and another local school, St Vincent's, we've got close connections with them, so they've joined as well. So yeah, another 12 of that age group coming in is fantastic. So the junior section looks as though it's definitely going to stay strong for another 8 or 10 years, which is great, and we'll hopefully keep it strong moving forward from there. And we're also really pushing the ladies, some young ladies, to join the club. We're keen really to liven that section up. So we're really going to focus, hopefully moving forward, on Sunday mornings. I've got, I say, about 50 ladies who I'm coaching at the moment. Currently, the classes are just starting up now as COVID is easing. So I've got about 50 new ladies signed up, hopefully, to have lessons in the spring. I'm currently giving them a few lessons also through the winter months. So that's exciting moving forward. I think things look good for next year. And on a Sunday morning, we hope to get a really nice community atmosphere playing, so they can play nine holes early on a Sunday morning, come to the clubhouse, have a coffee, the kids can come down. So that's the goal for the future, really, just to change the dynamics of the club.
Located next to Tatton Park, just a short distance away from Knutsford Town Centre, it's a club that has a long and proud history dating back to 1891, as club secretary Peter Gough explains.
We're a very friendly club, I believe. We're a very welcoming club. We run right the way through from 7 through to 97. So we're a club for all ages. We have a lot of members who used to play, were very active and very good golfers, who remain members simply because they like the buzz, if you like. They like the camaraderie of being able to come to the club, even if it's only for a cup of coffee, and meet up with their old mates. So it really does run through all ages. We are a very, very inclusive club. Our location is next door, adjacent to Tatton Park, and unsurprisingly, originally, we were the fiefdom, or the golf course, belonged to Lord Edgerton. The story goes that his wife at some point looked out of the window from their mansion there in Tatton and decided that she didn't like the fact that there were lots of Knutsfordians playing golf in what is now part of the park, or at least that's the way the story goes. And so they decided to move it out of sight of the house, which is where the location of the golf course is now. The golf course itself was founded in 1891, and the president was still Lord Edgerton, and that was the case right the way through till 1958, when the then Lord Edgerton wasn't that bothered. I mean, I think he might have died and passed on the house and Tatton Park to the National Trust, and the golf course was then available to be purchased, and for the princely sum of £7,500, the title deeds were acquired for the golf course, and eventually the clubhouse. The clubhouse originally was a convalescent home in Knutsford, but it's sort of gone through various transformations. I think it was even a school at some point. So it's quite an old building, which has had bits added onto here and there. But now it's a very, very quaint and well-appointed clubhouse.
Knutsford Golf Club is rather unique. Not only does the course have views over Tatton Park, but his nine-hole golf course actually has 10 holes.
There's not many golf courses which are situated in the middle of a town, so we're situated really close to the heart of Knutsford, and we've got a fantastic golf course, a really mature parkland course, but it's presented in superb condition. We've got a new greenkeeper called Dave Jones, who took over last year. He's doing a fantastic job. So, it's an immaculate golf course. Quite testing, got very small greens and narrow fairways, but a very enjoyable course, and it's also a flat course, so we attract quite a few older members as well as the junior section, because it's very enjoyable to play. There's no real hills to climb. All my fellow professionals, we have a big professional event here every year, and they all say it's probably the best golf course, nine-hole golf course in the north of the country. So yeah, it's a great venue.
We're down, I think, described as a nine-hole course. We actually have 10 holes, which is a bit of a quirk, but you have to be here to understand that. But it does mean that it's very, very easy for those people who are working to come here in the summer or spring, summer, when the daylight hours are a bit longer, and they can just go around, play nine holes and feel they've really achieved something, and come into the clubhouse afterwards for a drink. So, you know, from that point of view, it's very convenient to just have the nine holes.
The club's junior section continues to go from strength to strength, receiving support from the club's members and also some of the biggest stars in world golf.
When I started playing golf as a junior, we were sort of told to get off the course or get out of the way. But at Knutsford, it's like, yeah, the Knutsford are really admired, really. The members sponsor 15 of the events. The sponsors always turn up to watch them tee off when they sponsor the particular event, and they love watching the kids tee off and seeing them all develop. It's fantastic. So we've got another three or four members giving money, so the kids have all got the same junior kit on, which this year would have been nice to see them wearing it playing against other clubs, but that didn't happen. But obviously moving forward in 2021, we'll play some team matches, and the Knutsford team will look really smart. Every October at the end of the season, we have a presentation evening. So one of our junior members, who's a really nice lad, Kieran Conboy, his dad actually caddies for Graham McDowell on the tour. So he's luckily been managed to get Graham McDowell to do the presentation for 2 years, even when Graham was number five in the world. The last two years we've had Tommy Fleetwood come down, who is obviously a top 10 player in the world, so he's been fantastic for the junior section. This year we had a more of a low profile presentation, but it's just fantastic to get the support from those celebrities, and who want to give something back to junior golf. They know how important junior golf is, so it's nice to see them giving something back, and they do it free of charge. Tommy Fleetwood had just played in the Ryder Cup. He then played the week after in Scotland and won an event there. And he drove down from Scotland at maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon, got down here at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and did a nice presentation for us. He looked absolutely shattered, but it just shows what a great man he is. Because there was no presentation, Ken Conboy, Graham McDowell's caddy, knows obviously a lot of the top players. So Danny Willett, the Open champion Shane Lowry, Tommy Fleetwood, Ian Poulter. We had five top players just gave a nice message to our juniors, which is inspiring, really. It keeps them ticking over, and we're all ready to go next year.
It's a club that prides itself on its friendly and welcoming atmosphere. And while they may have had to have time away from the course during the two lockdowns, the club and its members have continued to support its own and wider community. Club member Chris Wyatt set up the KGC Helpers to help support members who were shielding.
When the lockdown first started and people were asked to shield, I recognised that we'd have older members who would have to shield and therefore couldn't go out. And I felt that we needed to help. So I put out an appeal, A, for people to help, and B, for people who wanted help to get in touch. And I got people who wanted to help, and we set up a WhatsApp group so that we could communicate with each other. And then people who wanted help rang me, told me what their postcode was. I connected them with somebody in the helpers group, and off we went. And it really ran itself then. It was, you know, one-to-one relationships between the helper and the person needing the help. And it's just gone on from there. At least 20 people have been involved in either shopping or running errands for a minimum of 50 households. So it's been really great. And you know, right across the spectrum, old and young members. That's why we call it the KGC Helper, because we wanted to help. And it is very humbling that people are so grateful to you. And when Marcus Rashford started his thing. I was very taken by that whole thing. And I put another email out saying that if people had non-perishable things that they didn't want, and we got a really great response to that. And one of the chaps who was in the helpers group said, about the welcome in Knutsford. And I got in touch with them and they gave us a list of what they wanted. And I mean, the members were amazing. So on the way to the golf club or on the way home, I'd pick this stuff up. And then the next day, I'd just drop it at the welcome. I was probably going to the welcome three mornings a week. One Saturday, we had a mixed competition. So we advertised and said that if you want to play in the mixed competition and bring a donation, bring it to the club. And Chris and I put it all into the boot of my car. And I ended up not being able to take my golf clubs home because there were so many donations. It was just astonishing. The front seat, because I've got a two-seater car, the front seat was full, the boot was full, the footwell was full. The people were just so generous. And the club were very supportive of the idea that we should put something back into the community.
If you're interested in finding out more about Knutsford Golf Club, here's how you can get in touch with the club.
Come on down and visit us. We've got a great clubhouse manager called Steve Barker, who's incredibly friendly, very switched on. I'm down here most days. We've got a great secretary. So if you come down to club, there'll always be somebody to come and speak to. We'll show you around the golf course and you'd be more than welcome to join if you've got a passion for the game of golf.
I can't better what Tim has said. Come down, talk to us. Come and see what we have to offer. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised if you don't know that we exist.